Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Carl Esprit, who is CEO at Contango Holdings PLC. Hello, Carl. How are you doing?
Hi, Zach. Very good, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm interested to know about your company. Presumably, most of our listeners would not be having you right at the top of their watch list because you've been away for a while, but maybe you can explain the current situation.
Yes, well, thanks, Zach. It's been a long time. The suspension took much longer than we expected, but today Contango finally started trading again. In the meantime, Contango bought and completed on a transaction to purchase a very, very large coal deposit in the north of Zimbabwe. One of the reasons for the extended period under suspension is that we insisted that the vendor convert his license from an exploration license into a mining license, and we are pleased that at this point we have a full mining license for 20 years across the deposit. So that puts Contango in a good position to be able to very quickly start operations and start generating cash flow from the deposit.
Right. I mean, just in terms of the asset and the marketplace for the asset, could you tell us about that as well, please?
Yes, the Lubu asset is over 2 billion tons of coal. It's been drilled out to full Canadian 43-101 standards. There's been more than $20 million spent on drilling and geological studies around the asset. So it's a very well understood asset. Subsequent to the suspension of Contango, a further $1 million has been spent, or circa $1 million has been spent on detailed core work on a portion of the deposit, which is at surface and will provide about 10 years of production at around about 1 million tons a year production rate. And we drilled 9 very large core holes. We've studied the actual underlying coal site, and we've sent those samples off to multiple off-takers in the region. We were in very close discussions with off-takers when the COVID lockdown happened, but those are due to resume, I would say, in the next few weeks, the discussions with the off-takers. And, you know, subsequent to signing an off-take agreement with one of the off-takers, we look to then very quickly start up the production on the mine to deliver on those contracts.
Right, and in terms of you know, coal, where are we in the cycle there? Because, you know, people seem to be experts on copper and gold and everything else, but perhaps they're not totally informed in terms of the coal situation.
Yeah, well, the deposit is largely a coking coal deposit, and so off-takers we are talking to are largely in the steel industry, chemical industry, chrome, ferroalloys industry. So, you know, unlike thermal coal, which obviously has some structural issues at the moment, although not as many structural issues in the region, but certainly globally, we aren't dependent on the domestic thermal coal market. We won't be selling any domestic thermal coal. All the product that we're looking at is washing our coal up to a high metallurgical standard and then selling that into a region, which is actually quite tight for coking coal because, as I said, some of the domestic thermal coal mines are shutting down and their byproduct was coking coal. So South Africa is now importing a lot of coking coal, where historically it was a big producer. And so there is, you know, there's renewed interest for the coking product within the region.
So is it fair to say that in the time you were suspended, a lot of the the details and the nitty gritty and the development of the assets taken place, and so you're sort of ready to go jumping from the gates fundamentally for the rest of the year?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we're disciplined. We're not going to start the mine without the detailed offtake. So we'll be starting the mine in order to produce a product. And that product will obviously be on the back of a binding offtake agreement. But those discussions are advanced. Yes, they are paused because of the COVID lockdown, as you'd expect. But the discussions will resume shortly. And and once those discussions are finished, we would be months away from production rather than, you know, the standard years that most mining companies have.
Right.
The deposit that we'll start is 1.5 meters under the surface and extends for 47 meters in depth. So we're at surface, it's easy clearing the overburden, and we'll be at revenue generating products very shortly.
So the costs and the funding, are those set in place now?
Yeah, well, the incremental cost per ton varies a little bit on the product that we are required to produce. Obviously, the more washing that's required, the higher the cost is. But then also, generally, the more washing, the higher the products, the better the quality of the products, and the higher the revenue. So those are the discussions that are ongoing. But we understand the cost base very well, given the studies we've done. And the capital base, effectively, coal mining in this at open surface is just an advanced quarrying operation. So we understand the capital base and all, you know, and the money that we've raised now will be more than ample to produce the products quantities that we expect to do.
So the good news that people like to hear in mining, or the good phrase, is the funded to production, and that is the case as far as Contango is concerned.
That's the case as far as Contango is concerned.
Right, and is that a message that was understood before suspension, or is that something which is now in place now, so maybe the market has not appreciated that yet?
I think Contango was always looking for near-term production, but I don't. I think the reason we looked at this asset was it's not just near-term production, but it's extremely low capital, because again, it's an at-surface coal mine. And so that's potentially something, that's a message that we need to communicate over the coming days.
Well, I'm sure you will. Carl Espree, CEO at Contango Holdings PLC, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.